This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hello, welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Jordana.
And we are here to talk about a very important issue of our time, the Bachelor in Paradise controversy.
Yes. I think we all knew this day would come, that there'd be like something really fucked up. This is just kind of, Bachelor in Paradise is just like a gluttonous, like hedonistic island where like
you film it.
Right. But like it's almost like, well, I'm trying to think of like a classic, like hedonistic, like satanic island almost, where like everyone who's there is there for bad reason. Everyone who's producing it is producing it, has like only money in mind and like ratings. Mm-hmm. So it's like everyone there, like there's almost like, you don't feel bad because like everyone there kind of knows what they're getting into.
Yeah, not at all. It's like, okay, let's just start from the beginning.
Why don't you give us a summary
of
what happened?
So far, it seems that, tell me if this is not what your interpretation of the events is so far. Mm-hmm. Basically, Corinne and Zamario on the first day of filming got really, really wasted and were hooking up. And she didn't remember it the next day. And some producer, some member of the crew saw people filming them like having sex when she was like completely like not conscious. Right. And maybe he went down on her. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's okay. According to the details, which again are like alleged details. Okay. So like, but it's so weird they're alleged because like everything is filmed. So it's almost like you know exactly what happened. There's not really much like disputing.
Okay, I just want to go back to this going down on situation. Okay. Doesn't that kind of show that he thought she was awake? Because like,
oh, did she say she was passed out?
No, but I don't know if she said she was passed out. But the producer said they thought she was passed out.
I didn't think she said she was passed out. I think she said she was like too drunk to be like
right. But the producer who saw it, or the crew person,
right. So the producer is the producer who
was like completely like limp on the ground. But like, just think from his point of view, like what no guys like would go down on a girl that they're like raping or like assaulting,
right?
It just seems like they're both drunk.
I don't know if like that's necessarily the thing. I think it's like
I think it shows that the producer
who saw it was like assigned to shadow Corinne, so I assume it's like the low level producer on Unreal. What's her name? The Shiri Apple,
right? But that's kind of a high level producer. Rachel.
On the show, her name is Rachel?
I think so.
Whatever. Anyway, so she's like a producer who's assigned to like shadow Corinne, and then like her job is to basically watch this happening. And I guess
and to make her do it if she wasn't cooperating.
Right. Is to get her to get, which is like, seems like every season they all get drunk and do like embarrass themselves. That's like why we watch. No one watches to see like healthy relationships unfold.
It seems like they did the same thing as always happens, just they were drunker than usual.
Right. They were more drunk than usual. And then maybe it was a new producer who was like upset by what was going on, and like maybe didn't know exactly like how much was supposed to be going there. But I can imagine being a producer, you're a producer for this ABC show, that's ABC. And essentially like as part of your job, you wind up watching this like porn. Like, I mean, if you're watching someone like eat someone out, like,
That's porn.
Like, that's porn. So like, I'm sure it's sort of like a confusing role. Like I'm watching something that's on ABC. It's like for this like supposedly like technically kind of wholesome show that like 40-year-old moms love. Maybe
well,
not
I guess
Paradise,
someone gets
but, like,
engaged at the
it's
end.
It's the spinoff of,
They're pretending like people are there to like have a relationship.
I mean, occasionally people do like some people meet on spring break. Like weirder shit has happened.
Right.
Like,
it's true.
Yeah. Like but that's not really like the point of it.
I have a feeling that Corinne's, I could be wrong, obviously, but I have a feeling that Corinne's producer was not assigned like a first time person. It could have been like an Unreal type situation where the producer was just like, this has gone too far. But I don't know. I don't feel like it's like Corinne's or DeMario's like fault. Like, I think they just did what they signed up to do. I don't think that like he truly was assaulting her in like a malicious way. Right. I think they were just both too drunk to understand.
And got a little bit out of hand. Because I think the line on the show is so blurry. It's like, that's like sort of what they're supposed to do. They both, I'm sure, knew they were going to be doing something like sexual.
Well, she claimed that she wouldn't have consented to it because she has a boyfriend, to which I said,
oh come on, you're on Bachelor in Paradise,
like did you think that on an island where there's like 10 men and like unlimited alcohol that you were gonna like not cheat on your boyfriend?
This was also,
like, you obviously chose to do this, so like don't pretend like you value your relationship more than you value your fame from this show.
Right,
like
that was obviously like, it was also like the first day. Yeah. And like she, from what I read, like went up to him and started like making out with him at
the bar.
Well,
they knew that that was supposed to be like a plot line.
Okay. So it's like you're not like not cheating on your boyfriend by doing that. I'm sorry.
Right. Like she definitely like didn't object to like the first kiss. I mean, I don't know. We haven't seen it, but like still.
Right. Well, I feel like this will be, if there's any sort of legal issue, I feel like this will be kind of easy to see because it's all filmed, which is the kind of.
Right.
I wonder if they'll
but
show.
But we're not going to see
I wonder
it.
If Chris Harrison will make an announcement or if we'll see, like.
He definitely.
About
I think
it.
He did make a statement. I didn't get a chance to read it because it was literally, like, right before we started recording this. But either way, it's just.
Right.
What's sort of interesting is, like, how is this very different from, like, many sexual encounters that people have in college?
Well, right.
How is it different?
I think that sort of brings us to the other thing that actually came out today, which was that, like, the UVA fraternity settled a lawsuit with Rolling Stone. Do you guys remember that? That
like a long
case
time
from,
ago?
Like, a while ago where basically Rolling Stone took the word of this girl who said that she was, I think, like, gang raped by, like, this fraternity.
Seven people.
Right. By these fraternity members. And they wrote about it. And apparently, like, it turned out. Did it turn out to be false or did it turn out to be like semi not true?
I don't know. I don't know if it's false, but I think in all these situations, there's such a gray area when it comes to the question of what actually happens so that like false, true, like it sort of doesn't matter. It's sort of like the problem is like something bigger than like whether or not it's technically true. Like,
well, I think that leads us to the bigger question of, like, if you are really drunk and you have sex with someone and then the next day you don't remember being, like, super into it.
Or you regret it.
Or both. Or, like, yeah. You know, you wish you hadn't done it. Which, yeah. Like, I think has happened to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is that, like, were you raped or was it you were just in a situation where, like, you wish you didn't do it?
I think okay, so there is a point at which it, like, could be rape. Like, there is true rape. There is, like, a girl says no and he forces himself on her anyway. That's
right.
Like, that's rape.
That's obviously like much more clear. But I think when
if she just like didn't want to do it, but she did because she like had a lot to drink, like I hate this because it sounds like it's victim blaming, but it's truly not. Like, don't put yourself in certain situations.
Well,
like, maybe if that means don't get that drunk, maybe don't get that drunk. Like, hold yourself accountable to your level of drinking at least.
Right. Or it's like, I mean.
And guys should be held accountable to it, too. A guy shouldn't just be able to, like, drink whatever he wants while women stay sober and, like, whatever.
Right. Like, well, I think that is there, like, a law about, like, being too drunk to be able to consent to something?
I think that it's, like, I think there is.
I feel like there
probably changes in every state.
Like, what the rule is with that. Because, I mean. I don't think the solution is don't get drunk. Kids are always going to get drunk. Like, and I think that, like, regretting having sex with someone is not something that's, like,
that doesn't mean it's rape just because
right,
you regret it.
Right, just because you kind of feel like everyone gets drunk and makes bad decisions. That's, like, basically what college is about.
But if you really don't want to, like, okay, let's say, like, the next morning you were running a marathon, like, after, one morning. The night before, if you, like, get really drunk and then are not, like, are the next morning you regret how you feel, like, you allowed yourself to get that drunk.
Right. But just because you got that drunk doesn't mean you were like, okay, like, just you're agreeing to have sex with someone that you didn't want to have sex with.
Right. But in a lot of cases, it might be someone that you, like, maybe wanted to have sex with, weren't sure, and then just kind of, like, let it happen.
Yeah. And then maybe the next day
you
regret
damn,
it. I think it's, like, a very blurry line. I think it sort of overlaps into this Bachelor in Paradise thing. Obviously, it's, like, more fucked up in Bachelor in Paradise because there's, like, other people around you who have, like, stake in you getting really fucked up and you.
Oh, yeah.
And you having sex on, like, television, which is.
It's a whole other level than, like, just going to college. Like, no one would be like, don't go to college and go to a frat party because you might get too drunk.
Right.
Like,
well,
this is
sort of like.
But, like, Bachelor in Paradise is like, you're saying, like, I'm here for that.
Right. So it's, like, it's different in the way that, like, the people who are participating are kind of, like, signing up for that. But then also the producers also have, like, a lot of money at stake for getting you, in terms of getting you to do things that you don't, that most
that you
sober,
will regret.
Right. Most sober people would not have agreed to doing.
Right. Well, that's what makes it, like, a level beyond the campus situation.
Right. But I think it's interesting that this, like, this concept that they had, which was sort of just, like, this, like, again, this, like,
spring break,
this, like,
filmed.
Spring break for, like, fame whores thing has kind of caught up with them because, like, I mean, they probably were like, while it was happening, they were probably like, amazing. Like, the ratings are going to be so good. They're going to have people commenting on, like, all of these things, and it's so scandalous. But then it's like...
Do you think they would have shown it if the producer didn't get upset?
Yeah, I think they would have blurred it. And, like, I think it was probably the thing also where they were like... The producer felt weird about it, said something, and then she probably...
Regretted it because she has a boyfriend.
One, because she's a boyfriend, and two, because people were telling her that, like, once it's, like, now in the air, that's put in her head that, like, maybe she wouldn't have done that otherwise. I think that's another thing that could be like, yeah, well, maybe I wouldn't have. Like,
right. But like, I bet it is just because the producer said something. Like, I bet they, they would have blurred it. She would have regretted it, but they would have taken that on as being, like, the plot line that she regretted it.
Right.
And, like.
Because people have sex with people on that show all the time that they regret having sex with.
Yeah, I think they only canceled filming because the producer said something, because they were afraid of what would happen if the producer kept trying to say something and then like people saw the video of what it was. But if they blur it, it probably looks, if it's from far away, it probably looks like a normal.
Right.
They could cut it to be not that bad.
Which also kind of goes to show you that like sexual assault up until the point that everyone's saying it's sexual assault.
What do you mean?
I think that there's like, again, like, if this were handled differently, like, if the producer never said anything and everyone just acted as if that was, like, a normal thing that went on the show, like, I don't think anyone would have said anything. But because it was now, like, because someone started it as a thing, now it's a thing, and now it's, like, more sexual assault as would have been seen by society than it would have been otherwise. Like, again, like, to everyone in America watching, this might have just been another, like...
Right.
Like gross, like sexual experience from that we've come to expect from Bachelor in Paradise,
right.
Which I mean, again, is kind of like, I think probably is a similar case sometimes in like these college situations where like someone has sex with someone the next day and they don't remember it, and then someone's like, well, maybe you were, you know, like,
agreed.
I think it's like a lot of it is, and it's also,
and like, also you could, I'm sure you can think back on like interactions you've had where you're like, wow, I really regret doing that, but that doesn't mean that, and like, that doesn't mean you didn't like go along with it, like in the present.
Right. And then you have the people who argue that like college campuses have become so like,
sexualized,
even not even sexualized, but like hyper focused on like sensitive, all right, so hypersensitive to these things where like these were like, whereas let's say 30 years ago, I'm sure people were probably getting sexually assaulted often on college campuses,
like more
probably getting sexually assaulted, right, and it was just like not reported, it was not a thing. I remember reading something in like Catcher in the Rye once in like seventh grade, and it was like some guy who like basically like kind of forces this girl to have sex with her in his car.
Uh-huh.
And it was like not a he didn't even really mention it in the book as being like anything like as
assault.
Being like a thing. Uh-huh. And the teacher being like, do you feel like today that would be like someone would say that he was like
raping her.
Right, raping her or assault. Yeah. Like she like did it, but she like seemed like she was like kind of saying no. So I think, but like during that period of time, it was no one really like cared or thought about it, or like, or it wasn't, people were a little less
sensitive. Isn't it weird that it's just like there's all these like different like degrees of interaction and like consent that can exist? Like if you're not in the mood to have sex with someone, and like even if you're like in a relationship with someone and you're not like totally in the mood to have sex, but like you do, like are you being assaulted? Like
Like there used to be laws that like if it was your wife, it wasn't rape.
Right.
So,
but
I mean,
that could still
be. Right. That's not a law anymore, but like that was.
Right.
I'm saying like it's very, I feel like rape is like a little societally
constructed.
Obviously, if you're raped in an alley on your way home from work,
that's
like
rape.
That's obviously rape. But there's like so many more subtle.
Right. Like, is not in the mood. Does that make it rape? Like, does the fact, like in an abusive relationship, anytime you have sex, is that kind of rape? Because you're like being held under this person's like.
Right, like
abuse.
Big Little Lies.
Yeah, like I think every time they had
but
sex.
But she's also kind of
but
into
she
it.
She wanted to.
Right.
Right, exactly. He was raping her, but she wanted to be raped. So,
And sex often has this sort of like, I mean, it's different than a lot of other things in that it does have sort of like there are many people who are somewhat turned on by like an aggressive.
Right.
Sexual thing. But like, I mean,
but if you're consenting to be in the aggressive thing, sure, you're not being raped. But like at some point, does it go too far? Then it becomes rape. It's like, I don't know. Every encounter is different in two people's minds also. Just because like the guy doesn't know how like you feel and vice versa.
Right.
So it's like he. You know,
I mean,
you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want it sounds really like politically incorrect and shitty, but like there's definitely like a rape spectrum.
Yeah.
Right?
I've been trying to...
like two adults who love each other and are like...
yeah.
Excited to have sex with each other. That's like a one.
That's like not at all rape.
Right. And then you have like statutory rape. And then you have like but, not in the mood. Like what's the...
Right. Is right. Exactly. Where does not in the mood, but like in a relationship or married fit in?
Probably like a two.
Right.
Like raped in an alley is a 10. Not to laugh if that says rape is obviously like a very serious, very fucked up issue.
But it's just impossible to know everyone's exact level of consent at any moment.
Right.
And like the other person can't know your level of consent either. No one says right before it's like from a scale of 1 to 100, like how into this are you? And like only if you're like 85%.
I mean, how many times in your life has anyone been like 100? Like
exactly. Exactly. Like
I mean, for men probably like every time.
Right.
But
right, exactly. But like what is it, like 85 or above that we're like we're good, like there's no rape here, like. But what if you're only like, what if you're like 50? Maybe like, I could do it or I could not.
Maybe there should be a scale. And if the number is like below that number, then you can't have sex with that person.
But you have to get the number in like the moment because.
Right. But no, there should be like a societally universally like accepted number.
Right. But I mean, every person has to then register their number at the moment right before they're about to have sex.
Right. And often sex also is about like pushing your boundaries. So it's like. A lot of times people like kind of want to do things that they're uncomfortable with, but like they don't know how badly they want to do them.
Right. And they also don't know when they want it to stop.
Right.
Like, because it doesn't like start in the same place that it ends necessarily.
Yeah. Sex is a very tricky. But no,
this is what I mean. Like you'd have to ask right before, like, what's your number? How badly do you want to do this? Because if you give the number after, you're obviously giving the number post having done it.
You know what else? Are you caught up with Handmaid's Tale?
No, I told you how I feel about Handmaid's Tale.
Well, there's some iffy sexual experiences in there. I'll talk about
that. I'm sure they were rapey.
They were kind of rapey, but it goes back into this like sex is usually not absolute.
Right. Okay.
And that's not necessarily like a terrible thing. Obviously, like it can be.
Well, again, on the spectrum, it depends where it falls. Yeah.
If you guys have any commentary on this discussion, please email us at slapped@batches.com.
And if we veered into the politically incorrect,
we're sorry.
We didn't mean to. We promise.
This is just an open discussion. So we're open to other opinions.
This is a the authentic convo.
For sure.
Okay.
Let's do a Dear Batch that's a little more light. Okay. Do you want to read it? The first one?
Yes, I'll do it.
Dear Batches.
Oh, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear Betches, I love your TV reviews. The only reason why I still watch Pretty Little Liars and The Bachelor is so that I can fully enjoy your reviews. I also love your podcast and your slayer pay advice. Thanks, girl. I've just been offered my dream job that is directly related to what I got my master's degree in. This job will have an incredible impact on my career and open so many doors. I want this job so badly. Unfortunately, my boyfriend and I just got engaged and he is not excited about this. My dream job is in a small city that doesn't have a lot of job opportunities for him. He's already moved across the country for me in the past, but at least he landed a really great job that time. He has big hopes and dreams for his career, but he would be putting them aside in order for me to take my dream job. We're both stuck trying to figure out if we should prioritize our careers or each other. If we don't prioritize our careers, we could end up resenting each other and ruining the relationship. We did long distance in the past for 2 years, and we are both sure that we don't want to do that again. Should I take the job and risk hurting our relationship? Should I say no to the job and live feeling like I gave up a big step in my career for a guy? In case you need more info, we are both 27, been together for 5 years. Please help, employed or engaged. P.S. I think Selena Gomez's Bad Liar is greater than or equal to Miley's Malibu. I don't have an opinion on that last part.
I could agree. I like both. I kind of like Malibu more, but I'm like more into both. Like the mellow.
Yeah. Songs. Okay, so anyway. What do you think?
This comes to the bigger issue for her.
This is actually a hard question.
I agree. That because, is a difficult one.
You seem to really value both this guy and your job. And it seems like he also really values you and his job because he's like moved across the country for you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not like he can really do a job, I guess, wherever yours is. And it's probably important for him to feel like he's doing something as well.
I mean, that's a really difficult question. I think it's like obviously like relationships are about compromise.
It seems like he's also compromised for her in the past and that this is like kind of serious.
Right. But they're also about timing.
True.
So, I mean, it could be that you both are just kind of not really at the point in your lives when you can be engaged to someone. Yeah. I think that a lot of, like you don't want to be engaged just to be engaged. You want to be engaged, I feel like, at a point in your life where you're like ready to kind of prioritize that stage of your relationship. Right. And it sounds like you both kind of have other priorities that are different than the relationship, which isn't like a good thing or a bad thing. I just think it just is. And relationships are a lot about timing. So, and obviously you guys love each other and like really want to be together. Right. But I think there's a sense of neither of you are really like willing to give up this part of your life, which is important to you.
Right.
And it might just be that the timing is wrong for you guys.
Or you could like make some sort of compromise based on like you maybe do long distance for a time, or like one of you moves for the other for like a limited amount of time.
Right.
Or I'm sure like if your job is in the small town, maybe a bigger job, maybe there's a job in a bigger town for you where he can also get a job. I'm not saying you should give up your career. I don't, again, not to be politically incorrect or anti-feminist, but like usually jobs are more available in the big places than the small places.
Right. I mean,
but if you really want it, right, like, if you shouldn't like give it up for yourself.
Her dream job, she like wants to do this. Like if that's really the case, that like neither of them are going to be able to like fulfill like the highest potential of their careers and like self-actualize in that way, and they have to give that up to be with each other. Like maybe like this isn't the time for them. Maybe she should try the dream job. And like, if he doesn't want to do long distance for even a little bit, like,
right,
you could just take a break.
They could take a break. Like, you just have to kind of see, like, just talk it through and like talk about how, like, I guess crucial this is to each of you. Like, is there really no compromise? Like, this is actually like a really hard question.
I agree.
Because you, this is, like, you very, can very only difficult. Figure it out for yourselves.
I think you also have to think like, okay, so this is my dream job. Is this my dream relationship? Because it's like, if this is your dream relationship, then like.
Right. And
already know that that's going great.
And if it is your dream relationship, do you care about having a dream relationship or a dream job more?
I think that's a question. Right. That's the ultimate question is like, how great do you think your relationship is? How great you think this job could potentially be?
Right.
I mean, again, like we say, like 90% of relationships is about timing. And it sounds like this is like pretty poor timing to be like committing to spend the rest of your lives together. Because you don't really know.
But they already are engaged. So like,
I know. But at the same time, it's like you don't know where you're going to be in however many years. You don't know where you want to be. Like, it's hard to make a decision about who you're going to spend the rest of your life with without knowing those other things. Those are important factors in like who you are and who you're going to become and who you want to be.
Right. So you kind of just have to figure it out together, because we can't answer those deep existential burning questions for you, sadly.
I feel like this podcast episode is like so like real that it's not funny at all.
Yeah,
it's a shame.
Okay, let's do the next
Let's do another one.
Your turn.
I'll read it. Okay.
Yes, way too real. Get a little less real, please.
It's too real for the summer.
Yeah.
Dear Betch, I'm going to start off with comments and praise, which I promise are genuine. Seriously, your podcast, website, emails, everything is so damn funny. I've been laughing so hard since 2012. Hope this isn't too long, but also not too short. What were you doing all of 2011? I'm sorry. I've been dating my boyfriend for 3 years, and we're supposed to move in together in September. The problem is I cheated on him during a company party after getting trashed with a 42-year-old guy. My boyfriend is 35 and I'm 25. I guess I have a thing for older guys. Some daddy issues. Oh, well. Both my mom and my therapist said I should just tell my boyfriend about what I did, but I just couldn't. But I just couldn't live with myself and felt he had the right to know and decide if he wanted to be with me. He didn't give me a straight answer right away, as he needed time to process the news, but it's been 3 weeks since the deed was done, and we're acting normal again. He basically said that if he didn't want to work through it, he wouldn't still be hanging out with me, but to stop talking about it. I guess he's going with the out-of-sight, out-of-mind technique. I was super happy that he was willing to take me back, but I got drunk and did something dumb again and texted the guy I cheated on my boyfriend with, asking if he wanted to hang. He responded 2 hours later, around 10 p.m., and said he wanted to meet up that night, but I backed out and I said I wanted to be a functioning human and not too hungover, but maybe we could get drinks later in the week. He suggested a day. I said, sounds good. That's the last I've heard from him. Luckily, he works in the field and I work in the office, so we hardly see each other. Is he just not into it, or does he want to be respectful since I have a boyfriend and wait for me to make the first move? This girl has balls.
Yeah.
Problem I'm having is that a big part of me and still wants to hook up with him again. Just to clarify, we didn't have sex because he couldn't get it up.
Oh my
but I
God.
Think I would have. Other problem definitely. Is, I really do love my boyfriend. Do I break it off with him, though, because I'm having these wishy-washy feelings? Or do I suck up all the stupid hornball feelings and make my relationship work? Any advice, harsh advice, I'm sure, is much appreciated. You're the best. Sincerely trying to behave, betch.
I have some harsh advice. Okay. This girl, sorry, trying to behave, betch, but you don't, like, know what the fuck is going on. Like, you have to work some things out. First of all, don't know how much you really like your boyfriend. Doesn't seem like it's enough to move in with him because you're pursuing a 42-year-old man from your office.
Right. I think you're missing the bigger picture here. Which it doesn't is that matter about not,
what
right.
you do with this 42-year-old man. Like, right. just that, sure, that hook up guy with him, doesn't don't sound like he's him.
Into you. But even if he is, I really don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, just forget that. Just who cares? But you do need to break up with your boyfriend.
Definitely need to break up with your boyfriend.
You don't like your boyfriend.
You don't like your boyfriend. Here's also the thing. It's like your mom and your therapist told you shouldn't say anything. You said something. I think you kind of wanted your boyfriend to break up with you.
I agree. Yeah, your therapist. You should keep going.
And you kept talking about it. You kept talking about it to him. So, like, I feel like you kind of want your boyfriend to break up with you.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You're in a different phase of your life. It doesn't sound like you're ready to be in a relationship. It sounds like you're, like,
down for whatever.
Right. It sounds like you're kind of trying to have fun. It's totally okay to be 25 and, like, want to have sex with people. Like, that's totally chill. You should definitely do that. But you should definitely break up with your boyfriend and not move in with him. If you're thinking about sleeping with this other guy, you're like kind of sort of trying to cheat on him again. Like, you clearly don't regret the first time that much. You clearly don't feel that bad about it.
Right.
And, like, you just have to grow up. So, like, I think you should do that alone.
Yeah. Agreed. With your therapist.
Right. And your mom.
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe not, though. wait, can we, since that one was short and sweet, can we read the letter from the girl who took our advice like a while ago and then what she did?
Yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah. It was really... So last week we asked we asked people to submit like, where are you now after listening to our advice to slapped@betches.com, which is our email where we get all our dear betches. And again, if you have a where are they now story, please email slapped@betches.com. We're going to read one now. Okay. Dear Betches, you asked us to write in about where are they now after giving us advice. I honestly tried to take your advice and not call this guy out on ghosting me after spending every waking minute with each other. Sam said I should tell him it was fucked up of him if I were to ever bump into him. But fast forward to 2 weeks after he ghosted me, we locked eyes while I was driving past him in Midtown, standing with his arm around the girl he was dissing on social media.
I can't believe she was driving in Midtown. That's very brave.
I know. Maybe she was in an Uber when we were together only 2 weeks earlier. So I decided to wait for a month to pass and then glitter bomb him. That's what people who are taking our advice are. They're great. You pay like $15 and send it to their address anonymously. When they open the spring-loaded tube, a whole bunch of fugly brown-colored glitter comes out with a note saying whatever you want it to. Mine was, congratulations, you played yourself. I know for a fact he always opens his mail in his brand new Mercedes and
it's a
was
weird
confirmed
hobby.
When he posted a Snapchat story of his car interior covered in brown glitter. He wasn't impressed. Sure, maybe I took the petty route, but at least I feel better knowing he'll never fully get that glitter out of his car, and he'll have to explain to every girl that sits in it why there's glitter-encrusted carpet.
Well, that was a very
loose interpretation of telling him that it was fucked up.
I can't believe glitter bombs aren't illegal. That's, like, super fucked up.
Right. It's like assault of your decor.
Right.
It's messed up.
But also very weird that a guy only opens his mail in his Mercedes. That's like a known thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe she just noticed this pattern because they hung out nonstop for 2 weeks.
Oh, it's not like a stated thing.
No, I don't think it's like he put in his Instagram.
Why don't you give us the little background about what happened with them?
I don't really remember the story that well, but I think it was like a typical, like, we hung out all the time and then he ghosted me.
Right. I mean, ghosters, beware, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like, could be a glitter bomb coming your way.
Yeah. From people who...
Do you know anyone's address that you've ever, like, dated or hooked up with? I think I
don't even know your address.
I don't know your address either. Like,
yeah. No.
That's, like, a very bold move. That is definitely the petty route, but it's a good story. And you know what? I mean...
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think he knows it's from you.
Yeah. So anyone, if you have a Dear Betch question or if you want to let us know what happened when you took or didn't take our advice, please email us at slapped@betches.com.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you want some more advice, you should also buy our book, I Had a Nice Time in Other Lies, How to Find Love and Shit Like That. It's available everywhere books are sold.
Yes, please check it out.
Should we play some games?
Like, yeah, I think we have a reader, a listener. What are your thoughts on game?
And
Kendall asks, what are your thoughts on girls who post multiple Instagrams from the same event? Example, you and your boyfriend look good one day, so you take multiple pictures and post several TBT pics throughout the year from the same day.
Do you know anyone who does that?
I know many people who do that. Do you know anyone who does that?
Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry, Jordan just whispered a name to me in the studio.
Yes. I think we're all thinking of like a few of the same people. I think it's okay if it's your wedding day.
Yeah.
But like, it's still, don't overdo it. There's nothing worse than someone who posts like a TBT of their wedding day, like 1 month, then 2 months, then like, you get like a year, definitely, maybe six months.
You get 6 months.
6 months.
And you're 1 month. And you can get 1 month.
1 month. 1 month. 1 month's a little much.
No, 1 month's okay.
Fine. 1 month or 1 week. Not both.
Fine. But you can, okay. It also depends when you get like your trailer and post it. And also when you get your like full photos back. Because once you get your photos back.
There's a place where you can shamelessly post things. It's called Facebook.
Right. But like Instagram is nicer and people want it to be on their profile.
Right. I just
guess what? I got married. That you can't like miss the fact that the girl's married.
Just in case you haven't checked the last 10 posts, yeah. I am indeed married.
Yeah. Still.
Here's
still
another
married.
Wedding for my cliche wedding. Picture for my cliche wedding.
Yeah. If you guys want to listen to a few podcasts back, we once talked about how much your cliche wedding sucks. One of my favorite conversations.
I think any other event, like, let's not
right,
do
like
that.
Your birthday, like, no.
You can post the multiple pictures from the same event on at the same time, like in the
next,
in the
day.
What's that called?
The carousel.
Yeah, you can post like 10 pictures. You can post 10. I don't give a shit if it's 10 pictures, but don't do separate 10 separate posts.
Yeah, no.
With the pictures, that's like crazy.
No, and not spread out over time. It's also, unless it's like, you know, a good workaround for this is when it's your friend's birthday. You could post a picture from your event.
But you don't want to
do that
one time. And for one like
time.
One friend a year.
Yeah.
Let's keep it.
Right. You don't have that many friends. Stop lying.
And even if you do, like, we don't, no one wants to see your like
birthday.
Send
your
picture of
birthday.
You and your friend to your friend and say, here's a picture of us. We both look great. Happy birthday.
Right. You never do that to me.
I don't do that for anyone.
That's so terrible.
Sometimes I'll do it on the Facebook wall because, again, I think
Facebook is. Whatever.
Facebook is a place where people who care about you enough can go to your Facebook and see all the people who love you.
Yeah.
It's great.
Do you do that?
No, I'm trying to go on Facebook less.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Okay. Would you rather date someone who's blind or stupid? You asked me this yesterday.
I know. I wanted to warm you up for it. I think it depends how blind and how stupid.
No. There's blind. It's like you are blind. You're not blind. And stupid, it goes in degrees.
Well, how stupid?
Like,
what did we say?
Like, you're not disabled.
Doesn't
you're
know the difference
dumb.
Between West Coast and East Coast. We said,
but you're not disabled.
No, you're not.
There's
no
disability.
Right.
You're just dumb.
You're just dumb. The smart person is average or above average intelligence, I assume.
Wait, the me,
the blind person rather.
Oh, the blind person's regular, other than. Like, they're everything you want, just blind. And the stupid person's everything you want, just stupid.
I think if it's, like...
I would rather date someone blind, personally.
It's kind of tough, though. What if you marry them and they, like, can't take care of your kids because they're blind?
Blind people take care of kids.
Can they?
I don't know. I think people, like... I think, like, when you lose one sense, like, your other senses get really heightened and you're able to, like, manage.
Assuming the blind person is, like, functional enough to be
the
able
stupid
to function
person's...
on, like, a daily basis. Probably the blind person because, like, they'd be better to talk to.
Yeah, and the stupid person will probably
really irritate
screw
you.
Things up by being dumb.
That's true, too.
Just as much as a blind person would. Because if you're blind, you know your limitations, you work around it, you make plans.
Right.
If you're stupid,
and it's like, it's
you're
like,
just
And it's something
stupid.
That can be generally acknowledged by society. Like, yes, you're blind. No one's arguing that.
Right.
You admit it freely. But if you're dumb, it's hard to be like, you're dumb, so I'm not going to leave you with the kids.
Right. Exactly. Like, you can't, like, make excuses
you could,
for the dumb person.
Exactly, because that's... Because a little bit more of a sensitive topic.
Right. And you also don't, like, know what they're going to do. Like, their dumbness isn't predictable. Like, as opposed to, like, a blind person, like, you could, like, take
some
precautions
people are definitely,
to deal with the disability.
Some people are definitely more frightening than blind people.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Yeah. Definitely marry a blind or date and marry a blind person.
Okay. We've got one last quick question. And the question is, It's a shoot, be best friends with or party with. And it's Amanda Bynes, Taylor Swift, and Katy Perry.
Okay, I would be best friends with Katy Perry, party with Amanda Bynes, and shoot Taylor Swift.
What's your reasoning?
Katy Perry seems like just like the most, the least like risky one. And you definitely want to be best friends with the least risky one in this game. Party Amanda Bynes because she's definitely more fun than Taylor. And, you know, unless it's at Taylor's house in Rhode Island and it's July 4th. And there's a lot of
Taylor, if you're listening,
invite us.
We could this it's for flexible on the shoot best friends with.
Yeah,
I'm sure that she's really wants to be friends with us now.
Right. No, I just you got what I mean.
Yeah, I think I
Amanda
agree.
Bynes be a fun
I don't
party.
Really want to be best friends with any of these people, but like
I feel like Katy Perry might be like good IRL. There's something I like about her.
I feel like she's trying to be like that, but there's probably something that's not.
I think any famous person there's something that's not right.
There's something that's not right. There's something about telling us. Yeah. It's calling a woman on the plane.
It's just like to become famous, unless you're like Meryl Streep, you have to have something out, right?
Meryl Streep is the exception to all fame rules.
She's my favorite.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Dark episode, but good nonetheless.
Yeah. Have fun in the heat wave.
If you live in New York. If not, have fun in general. Okay, yeah. Bye.
Bye.